This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Cohen.
I'm Madeline Brand. In a few minutes, a carbecue in Arizona brings new meaning to eating on the road.
But first, Antioch College in Yellow Springs, Ohio, is closing. The small liberal arts college says it's run out of money. Antioch's been around since 1852. Its graduates include Coretta Scott King and Rod Serling, creator of The Twilight Zone. Serling once wrote of the college, "The freedom to speak, the freedom to reason, and above all, the right to question. This, I think, is tradition at Antioch." Stephen Lowry is Antioch's president, and he joins us now. Welcome to the program.
Hi, Alex.
In the 1960s, Antioch had about 2,000 students. Now your student body's down to about 400. Why the drop in enrollment?
Well, there's been a number of factors. They've included the increasing costs of higher education. We've also not been able to invest in our facilities and our curriculum over the years in ways that other institutions have. You know, our stewardship model maybe hasn't been as strong as it might be. We haven't been as focused and dedicated to fundraising. The liberal arts college today in America has to rely on a variety of income sources, tuition, obviously, but also income from a strong endowment. Antioch has a very small endowment. I think the college came to appreciate, if you will, too late, that cultivating alumni, being in regular touch with them, seeking funding, building endowment were just vital to the financial success of any institution.
Well, and how are you feeling about that? I mean, I imagine that'd be very tough if you're the president of a college and you have to close because you've run out of funds.
Well, it's very tough. And I came here 18 months ago with some expectation that I would work with others in turning it around. We've made a lot of progress in various areas that needed attention at the college. The trustees have announced that although we have to close now, because, you know, we have obligations to faculty that need to be met. You know, we'll be teaching the coming year. We'll be fully operational. We want to graduate as many students as we can and help place those students who don't graduate into, you know, other schools. The trustees are committed to the college reopening in 2012. And, you know, I should note that this is only the fourth time Antioch College has closed in its 155
years. Wait, this has happened before?
This has happened before. It happened in the Civil War. It happened in the 1880s for financial reasons. It happened in 1917 or 1918.
I hate to say this, but the track record here isn't looking very good. Are you worried at all that even if the campus reopens, that students might be wary of coming back?
Well, they should be, and they're going to need assurances. Parents and students are going to want to look at the books. You know, we're going to have to be very competitive with respect to financial aid. But I think what the college has going for it is this long history and tradition of training people for lives of meaning and purpose and for public service.
When word came out that the campus would be closing, how did the students react?
There aren't students on campus now. We're on summer break. Of course, we've got a lot of email messages from students, and there's tremendous distress, just tremendous sadness, some anger. Students have known, you know, for some time that we've been a struggling institution financially. We had to lay off some staff in March. And the response to those layoffs from students was that, you know, how can we help? And this is very much a part of what I'm hearing from the messages from students as well. What can we do? This can't be the last gasp.
Going back for a moment to, you spoke about endowments.
Yes.
Antioch's methods are a little unconventional, some might say. I understand that the professors don't actually offer letter grades to students.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Do you think maybe you might be lacking in some of the endowments because there isn't a market for some of these unorthodox practices at your college?
That's a very fair observation. And, you know, for, gosh, over 40 years now, the college has not been offering letter grades. And we think we offer tougher grades, if you will, a narrative evaluation for student performance that goes much deeper, we believe, in terms of critiquing, analyzing, advising, counseling students on their work. But, you know, in this, if you will, modern economy, the kind of bottom line for a lot of students is the grade, and that's the case for their employers as well. I should note that where students wish to have a letter grade, a traditional grade, their professors provide them for them.
Stephen Lowry is president of Antioch College. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you, Alex.